Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with cast members of the Highland Spring Play about their upcoming performances this week.
Can you first give me your name, grade level, and your role in the performance?
My name's Gwen Piet. I'm in 11th grade, and I play Dolores Gordon.
I am Ethan Croats in 12th grade. I play Evan Biddle, who plays a character called Detective Blake.
I'm Kelsey Cerny. I'm in 11th grade, and I play Georgia Stiles.
What is the name of this year's production?
It is called Acting Can Be Murder.
And can one of you give me a brief little rundown of what it's about?
So this play is about a woman named Dolores Gordon, who has always been an understudy her whole life and decides to kill off the lead actress, Guinevere Black, so then she can become the star, but the body goes missing and it's a mystery of who took the body.
So is this more of a serious performance or is it comedic? How would you characterize it?
I think it's lighthearted humor.
More comedic.
It's not very serious at all.
When and where will the performances be?
We'll be here in the gym at 7 on April 14th and 15th.
When it comes to performing, whether it's this particular play or any that you've done in the past, are there any challenges that you have met throughout the process or things that you've found to be difficult?
For me, when you're doing a musical, it helps to remember stuff when you're singing it, kind of like remembering the alphabet when you're little. In the play, nobody sings. It's all just dialogue, so it's a little bit trickier to remember.
Kind of off that with a musical, you get like sound cues within the music, and you know, oh, I'm on after this song. But with the play, it's a lot harder to know your cue lines and remember exactly which part of it you're in.
I've spoken with some other play casts, and one of them told me something like, it's not just memorizing your own lines, but memorizing the lines of somebody else that kind of cues yours. Is that something that you find yourselves doing too?
Yeah, I can tell you everyone's lines but my own.
Is that comforting if you find yourself on the stage and you forget your line to know that the people you're interacting with, they might be able to help you?
Yeah, that's a very comforting thought because everyone knows your lines. So I had an accident where I skipped a line and someone was able to bring it back and rewind the whole conversation without making it seem that way.
So that's one of the challenges. What are your favorite parts when it comes to performing?
We have the script and we have everything written out for us, but our director also gives us the opportunity to sort of come up with our own funny bits within it to make it seem more lifelike and more comedic. Like there's a part where my character just finds the body and instead of just walking in and saying, oh, she's dead, I run behind a couch and vomit and I'm like, oh God, she's dead. And everybody looks and is terrified and it's a lot funnier than it sounds, I promise.
I think my favorite part is bringing the characters to life, like especially with this character. She's very opinionated and likes to tell people what they're doing wrong and what they should be doing. And it's a lot of fun to bring her to life and make her fit into the ways I would do stuff too and kind of bring it all together.
My favorite thing is becoming the character. And I get to know so many people because we go to a small school. And all the younger kids, they'll know me from all the events I'll do with them. And then as soon as I become this, they're like, oh, she's actually a scary person because Dolores Gordon is not a nice person in this play. She murdered someone.
Do you prefer playing characters who are similar to yourself or who are polar opposite?
I prefer to play a character who's similar to myself just because I find it easier to get into the role. There's also like different dialects or ways other characters would say something. So my character says a lot of more proper British terms, while I would never say those terms. So if you have someone more like you, it's easier to say it.
I think sticking with the character that's more similar is a lot easier to get into, and it's a lot more comforting to know, like, if you skip your line, you could know the vague idea of what the person says and be able to kind of ad-lib it, improv it.
Improv your way into it.
There we go. But with a character outside of it, it can be more fun, too, because you can completely throw yourself into that character, but it's also a lot harder to be able to improv and, like, go off script with that.
To me, being in a play or a musical, it's like a really big game of pretend. And being able to play someone that's completely different from your personality just makes it a little bit more fun.
So are there fake British accents in this play?
Oh, yes. There is, yeah. Absolutely.
But they're bad British accents this time.
Intentionally bad.
That's great.
Intentionally bad.
Those are the best kinds. If there's anyone listening to this who's interested in performing, what might you say to them, or what would your advice be?
Go for it. Take the jump. It's scary at first, but it's really not that bad. Everybody around you supports you and is there to work with you, and things can be adapted to your skill level.
Adapted to your schedule as well, because we have soccer players in this, and they're going to soccer games during practice. We have a whole mix of different people.
Life is too short to wonder whether or not you should do something or not, so if you really want to do a play or a musical, go for it.
If there is someone who's interested in going to see this performance, what might you say to them to get them to make that decision to attend?
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's a murder mystery whodunit, but it's also, we're actors playing other actors that are still playing a character, so it's really funny to see the difference between our play, their play, and us as characters.
Right.
And it's kind of like Clue, if you like Clue, but from the beginning, you know, who murdered the body? The mystery is, who took the body? And everyone has a motive to doing so.
The whole play itself was written in Iowa, and it's very recent as well, so it will be something that you've never seen before.
Excellent. Well, Gwen, Ethan, Kelsey, thank you so much. I'm not going to say the thing you're not supposed to say when it comes to theater, so break a leg next week with your performances. Looking forward to see how they go.
Thank you.
That was Gwen Piet, Ethan Croats, and Kelsey Cerny joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Highland Spring Play. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.